Hey, everybody. Chef Deb here, self-proclaimed, I think, with another fantastic podcast tip. At least I hope you think so. I want to talk today about what I call schlepping. You know, today's market is in a very interesting place. A lot of complaints, a lot of changes going on in the industry. I feel very sorry for the veterans of our time that are the big union heads that have been in this forever and are watching the depletion of their industry. It must be so tough, and I'm guilty in that pool. I mean, I came in and as a non-union talent several years ago and unfortunately didn't have the opportunity to go union in that part of my career. Now I've established myself well enough in my non-union market, I don't know that I would go union. If the right opportunity presented itself to me, I would. But in this particular time of my life, like many of you, I just love that I'm working, but I don't piecemeal it out to low budget. I used to in the beginning of my craft, and that's the only people that I believe should be doing low budget. I really wish that there was a tier system website where it's here's low budget people, here's medium budget people, and here's high budget people, because then we would never have to fight against each other. And there's a few sites coming out now that are trying to somewhat cater to that medium. So, you know, we'll see some changes again, but the lowballing thing is a big, huge issue. I get it. That's not what I'm here to talk about today, though. What I want to talk to you about is how to find your own work in such a slumping economy. Never mind the voice industry being a change because of technology, because of clientele wanting lower budgets, but really the economy is changing as a whole, and we're all forced to adapt to this. Look at all the celebrities voicing commercials or on commercials right now. You never used to see that. That used to be the crap job. And voice talent, well, you know, you'd get the animation features, but you wouldn't see many celebrity actors voicing short of animation features. Now we're seeing it all. We've got Kiefer Sutherland voicing commercials, you know. So times are changing for everyone and everyone's getting desperate. So what do we do in a desperate economy? Well, that's when it's time to realize that this isn't just an industry, a trade. This is a business. 50% of what you do in voiceover is business now. And that goes for the people that are in the local large markets as well, because they're finding themselves going, deer in the headlights, my agent's not bringing me work anymore, or there's not enough available anymore, now what do I do? Well, believe it or not, it takes a lot of hard work, and you have to go back to where I began, which is finding the work myself. I don't rely on my agents for my work, and if I did, I wouldn't be able to support my household. It's necessary, absolutely necessary for me to support my household with this industry. This is my sole income, and I cannot afford to wait or rely on anybody else, and that's what I love about it, is that I am in full control. Yes, I wish I was making the union rates on some jobs, and yes, I wish I had some of the privileges the unions get and the notoriety and the huge jobs that come their way, but I just care about supporting myself and my family, and really more importantly, despite what anyone thinks, I love what I do, and I'm just grateful that it pays, because I get to work my own hours, I get to get up when I want to, because I'm kind of not a morning person. I like to have control of what's going on, so yeah, I'm a little of a control freak, I guess. But the one thing I've learned that I naturally have an adaptation for is business. I know how to land clients and I know how to keep them. I can't give it all to you in one podcast because I'm actually doing a webinar with VoiceOver Extra on this exact subject, so I don't want to give away all my secrets right now, but I do want you to know that as discouraging as it can be, you need to backtrack again and go back to what worked to begin with. For those of you that were veterans of the industry, the union talent that have been here forever, 20 plus years, you might not have had to schlep in the beginning, but a lot of you probably did. I've heard of stories where you phoned the studio every single day until they brought you in finally. Well, that one doesn't work as good anymore. I've heard of just being at the right place at the right time, which is a lot of you. Many of you were on-air talent that they just needed a voice, so they assumed to grab you. But then there's a lot of you who went from studio to studio to studio, from agent to agent to agent. Bob Bergen's story, I know, voice of Porky Pig Tweety, was one of those kind of stories where it didn't just find him. He pursued this industry and deserves all the recognition he has today. He worked harder than most stories that I've ever heard. If you ever get a chance to hear his life story, it's amazing. He has a one-man show about it. It's absolutely hilarious and completely worth your time. But even back then, we're still looking for the work, not waiting for it to come to us. But then there got to be a point in the industry where the work started finding them. But we're not there anymore. Now we have to backtrack. And backtracking is hard, especially for someone who's established themselves so well. I think it seems demeaning to us, perhaps. I don't feel it's demeaning. I personally feel it's challenging and kind of exciting. But when you start schlepping on your own, because of the World Wide Web, oh my gosh, you can be there forever schlepping clients. You just have to think of who you want to pitch. And it can be unrewarding in the sense that you could pitch 20 clients this week and only hear from one, and maybe not hear from any, and maybe not book anything. But I encourage you, how many hours a day, I've said this many times, I don't mean to be a broken record, but how many hours a day are you devoting to your craft? If you're not voicing for X amount of hours a day and editing X amount of hours a day and marketing yourself in the sense of being on the social networks, hopefully not wasting your time, and doing all the other things that we can do as talent, training and exercises, then what else are you doing? How many clients are you pitching today? How many? And if you haven't pitched one client today, then why are you bitching? How dare we complain if we're not proactive enough in our own crafts to make it happen for ourselves? And that can mean going door to door. That can mean web to web. That can mean extremely creative cover letters. That can mean going to parties to attend to find people. But be careful when you're schmoozing and you're schlepping. You want to try and think of the client, not just, hey, look at me, here I am, here I am. It's all about making relationships. Many of us know this. If you can connect to decision makers and make relationship with them, that's when you pitch them for your voice. And that's a little different when you're cold call pitching to people you absolutely don't know, you're not going to ask them about themselves and things like that. But there's lots of ways for you to get to know a person first and then put in there that, you know, hey, I'm available if you ever need someone. You hear this a lot. You have a friend of yours that's a talent and they book a job. I've been guilty of the same thing. In fact, I just did it recently. I have to apologize to him already. But, you know, you've got a friend who booked a job and then the first thing is, hey, do they need female talent? Can you pitch my name? Well, you know, in many ways, yes, marketing is important. It's important to remind people where you are. Top of mind is key. But, you know, if that person got that work on their own, it's up to them to decide who they want to refer. It's up to them to decide who they want to pitch. It's your job to go find those jobs on your own. I've got some students that impress me every day, and they really go out of their way to find their own thing. And they get big jobs this way. If you think about this way, think about it this way. On the pay-to-play sites and through the agents, we're talking hundreds, if not thousands, of competition now. Never used to be that way, so it was a lot easier to book on the pay-to-play sites in the beginning than it is now, even for someone like myself. So if I'm pitching the clients directly, the clients that I know I'm good at voicing for, the type of projects I know I'm good at, and I just cater to that one specific category, well, now my competition is less. And when your competition is less, it's easier to book. And on top of it all, as a business owner myself, the person that seeks me out trying to find me to have me employ them, that's the person I want more than the person who's just sitting at home waiting for me to find them. And that's how my assistant came to me. My assistant, John Harris, is the biggest lifesaver I've ever met. I've never been prouder or more excited and grateful for someone coming into my life, originally hiring me as a coach and going out of his way and saying, hey, Deb, you know, can I volunteer for you for a little while to help you with some work? And honestly, within 2 days of him working for me, I would put him on salary instantly. And that's a guy who said, hey, I'd like to just kind of see what you're doing. And he did that for him. He did that so he could learn the industry. And let me tell you, in 1 year's time that I've worked with this man, I've never seen anyone progress as fast as him. He was smart, and he studied, and he watched, and he listened, and he mimicked. And then he would listen to the stuff I would send others because he was privy to that information. He was able to study others and listen to others' choices and mistakes and successes. And that guy is succeeding. John is a success story because he's a schlepper. And I'm a schlepper, too. So wouldn't you like to be a schlepper, to be a schlepper? Okay, all right. What am I doing? Hey, singing. Anyway, it's so important, guys, that you don't get lazy and content and comfortable in this industry because it changes by the minute. We all know this, so why aren't we all facing it and realizing that's what we have to do? Quit being so scared of the no's and quit being scared to approach people. You need to have a really good pitch. If you're very uncomfortable with pitching people that are new, contact me. I can help you through this. I know exactly what I'm doing in this area, and I'm not afraid. And I can just teach you a way to get a good solid package that won't intimidate you to pitch a client. Just don't be afraid of the no's. Yes, you're going to get them. You're going to get tons. And if you're not really great talent, you'll get even more. So be ready in your skills and know how to find your own work. And listen to my webinar. I think it's in September. I think it's a ways away with John Florian at Voiceover Extra. We're going to talk about finding your own work, and I'm going to give very specific details of what you need to do. Until next time, everyone, get out there and find some work. The only way we can make change is to do it ourselves. So stay in control. If you want more information or want to get a hold of us, just go to my website at www.debsvoice.com. That's DEBSVOICE.com. Happy voicing. Over and out. Until next time.